This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Circa 1955. You heard us talk about them, and they are a great company. If you want beautiful smelling scents, as we're heading into the holiday season, that smell and remind you of your times at Walt Disney World, you need to log on over to circa1955.com. Support Nicole and what she's doing there. The happiest candle collection on earth. They start at $25 a month, $5 shipping, and they smell just like lots of things. So here's what they got. They got some attractions. I'm going to read this from the website. Imagine candle scents inspired by the iconic pirate battle in water or the famous hang gliding destinations. Even the fall of Rome. How about some treats? Scents inspired by your treats you crave at the parks. Or some of your favorites. Churros, popcorn, and even a Dole Whip. And atmosphere. The most requested scents we have are those that are inspired by the hotels and resorts themselves. Now, your home can smell like the resorts. Some feedback. Literally obsessed with We Wants the Redhead. That's from Meg from Florida. I think I know Meg.
Meg Billy.
Yeah, probably. I'm just going to assume. Beach Resort is insanely good. It's Haunted Mansion Holiday at my house right now. It's from Jack's Gingerbread House. You can select different options, but really the coolest one is the one where you just get them shipped to you. And now heading into the holidays, it's a great time to pick up a subscription. But right now you can just purchase individually Win in Rome, which smells like burning Rome from Spaceship Earth.
Right.
Mickey Waffles. We Wants the Redhead, which again smells like that pirate water, and Main Street Marceline Candle. You can get a pineapple float, which you know what that is, and lots of other options. Go over to circa1955.com and give them a try. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, September 6th, 2017, and this is episode 1579. Of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm The Grease.
And I'm Matt Lott.
And Terry Weaver is away at Walt Disney World, actually finishing up his work slash fun slash anniversary trip. So he's coming back tomorrow. And I did want to first start off, before we get into our topic of the day, say a lot of, we got a lot of Orlando listeners. We got a lot of Florida listeners in general, because people who travel in the area. We just want to make sure that we, you know, obviously are thinking about you guys, praying for you guys as you potentially are going through the hurricane. When you're hearing this, maybe it's passed already, maybe it's missed you completely. That's what we're hoping for, but stay safe. I think, you know, Will's been through this. I've been through this before in the Orlando area. Don't take any risk. I know you're in Central Florida. You're thinking about going to Central Florida. It can be pretty tough down there, even when you're so far inland.
That's right. Yeah. As a kid growing up, you never really wanted to mess around when a big storm was coming. A lot of times the best happens and it turns. And so you don't have the impact of a direct hit, but they're showing some stuff that it could go at Florida. So listen to the officials when they say get out. They're not messing around. Yeah. They wouldn't just tell you that for the heck of it.
And we're recording this on the day of release. So no, we're recording this right now on Wednesday. And, you know, our love, our thoughts are to you guys. And hey, Will just had his baby. He just got back from that.
I did.
So that means he has an extra bedroom open. If anyone needs to escape Florida, they can drive up and Will is housing people. So
that doesn't make any logical sense.
Will. That's it what does. His wife said. You know what? She's back, been home from the hospital about a week, two weeks. And she's just ready to have a lot of random guests.
The Grease has a beautiful new home.
He does his open.
Wide open. Yeah. Open space.
His whole back porch could fit 20.
So much room there. There's plenty of room.
I mean,
new grass.
My wife will approve of this message.
She will.
Yeah. Matt Lott's.
Real quick question
house.
About the
very
about,
tiny.
Not to be a
mine
Debbie.
Is I live in a studio.
Not to be a Debbie Downer and go back to the hurricane, but does Florida, like in those situations, they open up the toll roads?
Yeah, they did today.
So like you don't have to pay?
They did today. I saw a news report about it earlier.
So you can get out of town if you need to.
The tolls have been waived.
Yeah. Because it's like $9 to get from Orlando to like Macon, Georgia.
Yeah, if you're worried about that, or if you're worried about your travel, definitely keep a watch on the Walt Disney World website or follow them on Twitter. They have a great policy when it comes to hurricanes and travel-related issues that would come upon that. So they pretty much are pretty good about, though Terry talked to us a little bit earlier from Walt Disney World, and he talked to us about how they were already letting people check out early with no fees and so on and refunding them their money. So If your vacation is coming up, I'm supposed to be there next Friday. Obviously, we'll keep a watch on that, whether that gets to happen or not. So I'm right there with you if you're planning your kind of off-season trip. I know a lot of people plan it, so they go do Halloween. So just keep a watch.
Yeah, I mean, do they have, like, during, like, hurricane season, I mean, obviously, do they have, like, special deals and stuff? I mean, that's really great they refund, but I've just...
It says, Walt Disney World Resort policy allows people to reschedule or cancel their vacation packages and most room-only reservations without any fees if a hurricane warning is issued.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
As it comes to pricing, I think it's typically just a... Well, not all of hurricane season because it goes
right
almost the holidays, but this is kind of when you could go for cheaper. It's still pretty expensive,
it's
though.
It's when the school year starts yeah. back up, so right. things
kind of
like that.
Both so. The cruises I've heard. I've never done it because I've taken the cruise typically when I've done them. It's been later in the year around Christmas. That's when Terry, a lot of times you would cruise because the prices would drop for that. Because mm-hmm. hurricane season, there's a better chance that you're not going to make it to some of your ports.
Because I know in Night of Joy, it was right around this yeah. time of year.
Yes.
And they were saying, like, it's the cheapest time to go of the year. It's really low. And that's why they have those special events at that time.
Yeah, I didn't even think about Night of Joy because Night of Joy, I believe, should be like this weekend, right?
Yeah, it should have been.
Or did it already happen?
This weekend or last weekend? Because it's early. It's typically first weekend in September, right?
September 8th and 9th, so it's this weekend. So okay. if you're planning on going down there for Night of Joy, we'll see what happens. They put up a yeah. statement that said they're currently operating under normal conditions and continue to monitor the path of Hurricane Irma. For more information, click here, and it tells you about the hurricane policy.
And also, the hurricane will be reaching the southern tip of Florida by this weekend, but that doesn't necessarily mean it would go all the way up to central Florida by that time.
Right.
So there, the forecast will change and will be 150 different things mm-hmm. by the time anything actually happens, but that would still make sense that there is time to have that. It may be bad weather, but we've been to those where it's pouring rain and they still have the events, yeah. but it doesn't necessarily mean that there will be a hurricane. Now, that choice to go to that when you'd have to then leave immediately could throw a wrench in some plans as well, but it does make sense why they may not cancel that or reschedule right. that as of right now.
All right, but as we move on, let's move on to our topic of the day. We've been taking you guys around the world, Round World Showcase, each month covering a different World Showcase pavilion. So this month, we head to China. We've already covered Norway, already covered Mexico. This is our quarter way around. Something like that?
Close.
Yeah. So we're hitting China, a pavilion that's probably overlooked by a lot of people.
Well, China's halfway around the world.
Well, I mean, it's almost all the way around the world.
Yeah, some would argue.
Yeah, flat earthers.
Yeah.
It's on the other side of the world. But the China pavilion, obviously, is...
Even round earthers.
If you started digging today, could you ever make it to China?
I think you could.
It does mean next we have Germany, which I'm excited about that one. But for this one... there are a few things, but there's honestly not a ton. But we do know right now that Reflections of China, which is the Circle Vision attraction, which we've done fairly recently,
yeah.
is getting rebooted. We're going to get a brand new film in a brand new way. So they're doing, I think, a seamless Circle Vision. It's going to be really cool. We can't really comment on that, but we can say what's open right now is Reflections of China, Circle Vision 360 movie at the Chinese Pavilion. The China Pavilion, not the Chinese Pavilion. But the show is narrated by an ancient Chinese poet who takes the viewer on a tour of China countryside and historical buildings and structures. So I'm reading that straight from Wikipedia. Some sites include the Great Wall of China, the Forbidden City in Beijing, and others. Lots of other options on there. This is something that I look at here and go, it opened originally in 2003. Before that, they had Wonders of China that ran from 82 to 2003. It doesn't feel incredibly out of date compared to some of the stuff that's on there.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Mm-hmm. One, you get out of the heat. It, you know,
rarely
you can,
a line.
You can walk into it, yeah. essentially. There's restrooms right next to it.
Yeah.
So you can, if you have to go to the restroom, it's a good stop.
Go
you
right
can
away.
Go in. You don't have to stay for the whole thing if you don't want to, even though I'm a fan of it. It's not super long. It's not like an hour.
No.
But it's
you are standing, though.
And see, that doesn't bother me because you're standing anyways. Like, if I sit down in a cool theater, sometimes it makes it worse.
You don't want to get up.
But you can lean against kind of those rails. You can rest, and you can use it as an opportunity to kind of catch your breath, see something. I think it hits to the heart of the original intent for those pavilions.
Yeah.
You learn about the culture. You learn some of the historical facts and items of the culture of China. And you get to see it in a cool, unique display. It's not just watching a single film. It's the Circle Vision. It's all around you. I like it. I know that it, some people think it's kind of lame, but I like
it. Yeah, I think some people think it's a little hokey, but I do like that I didn't realize. To me, honestly, I'll be honest and say that it feels a little long when I'm sitting there, but it's only 12 minutes and 30 seconds. So it's not long. Yeah. I think it's just depending on where you are within your day.
It's long for a Disney video. Attraction, right. I feel like. Most things you do aren't there. Like, there's some of the half-hour shows, but really, when you go to a theme park, you don't think of being in something longer than 5 minutes.
Right.
Are they going to redo the screens in there? Because they're, like, not the biggest screens.
Yeah, I think we're getting...
That's the seamless, right? Like, I think right now you can kind of see...
Yeah.
It's like multiple screens.
Yeah.
Now I think we're going to get one giant...
LED.
...domed kind of 360 screen.
Ooh.
So...
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. And
do we know when that's supposed to be?
I haven't heard. I think all before... Well, I mean, the 30th anniversary is... Like, 35th is right now, and I think it's all heading to the 40th. So maybe before the 40th.
Can you take... Tipsy Ducks in Love in there?
Will and I tried. We snuck it in once.
You're not supposed to.
Speaking of which.
But you could get like one of those like IV bags.
Yeah, okay. Yes, if you want to go full tailgate grease.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to then pour it in and you don't want to do that.
No, but let's talk about food a little bit because really the only attractions other than that is Agent P's World Showcase Adventure, which we've talked about ad nauseum. You guys understand what that is.
Mm-hmm. Except for they do have the... In the kind of square area, the cultural presentation that are...
Like the acrobat stuff?
The acrobats, the dragon legends.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have like the dancing and the costumed silk ladies and gentlemen that... I don't know what they're
boys and girls.
Really called. But, you know, that put on the cultural showcase right there. And I think that that's always a fun thing that when you happen upon it to stop and watch as well.
We typically always go around Christmas, and so I love that they incorporate the different traditions of a Santa Claus type character, and I've always enjoyed the one in China, specifically. I don't remember its name, but it's just a fun legend.
Yeah, those are always fun.
Is his name Saint Nick?
It's not.
What is it?
Don't try.
I will not pronounce it correctly.
Go there.
Okay. I can't.
Okay. Stop, Grease. All right, so for the Chinese Pavilion, though... Yeah, you do have that show. You do have the acrobats, which are always fun to watch if you have time to just sit around. I think a lot of people don't respect World Showcase the way they used to, just due to the fact there are a different amount of attractions, and obviously Paris is getting the Ratatouille attraction. Mm-hmm. These were meant to be experiences that you took some time. You read some plaques. You walked around. You experienced the culture. There are two, though, restaurants. Obviously, there's a lot of different drinks and booths that, of course, we'll talk about. But the main one is Nine Dragons Restaurant, a full-service gourmet Chinese restaurant. That is traditional Chinese cuisine. It says with a twist. I'm not really familiar with what the twist is. I've eaten there quite a few times. It gets a lot of hate. Terry Weaver actually called us earlier. We were talking. I said, is there anything you want us to bring up? And he's like, you know what? Nine Dragons needs some love. And here's why I think he says that. And oddly, here in Nashville, there's not, or at least I have not found, just a terrific Chinese restaurant. You have your P.F. Chang's. Right. You have those kind of places. There's one
have
that
you been
I really
to Lucky
like.
Bamboo?
I have.
That sounds awesome.
I mean, that's a traditional Chinese
it's
restaurant.
It's good.
No, but I'm saying that's a traditional Chinese restaurant.
No, they do exist, but they're not necessarily quality.
I think
Lucky Bamboo
quality.
Is good.
Yeah.
There's a couple downtown, but I like, you know, within 5 miles of my house.
Fair.
Delivery, not great. It's pretty good. And I think it gets a lot of heat because everyone has good Chinese, they think, in their area, but I think you're wrong. A lot of, you know, especially because I think we have a lot of listeners in New York, a lot of listeners in major cities, Chicago, that have very much multicultural areas. A lot of people come into Walt Disney World don't necessarily have that. And what is nice is it's something that your kids are probably accustomed to at least occasionally eating.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get something in them. You're not going to have to fight for them to eat at Marrakesh.
My daughter requires noodles twice a week.
Twice a month.
Yeah, that's not as impressive.
No.
Twice a week, though, like, it's like, if we don't go to Panda Express, we're in trouble. But this is better than
Panda
Express.
We're a Payway family.
Yeah. Payway?
Yeah, we got Payway.
Payway's all right. House. I've gotten burned by Payway a couple times.
Yeah. Like physically, heat?
Yeah.
And I'd say that about Panda Express because I literally can't eat it.
I'm going to say this about China later. Pavilion.
Would you say this, please?
I will say this. Like, kids, like, whenever... I haven't gone in there with my daughter yet, or daughters now, but I would have a feeling that my daughter would, like, fist bump me after seeing the acrobatic stuff. Like, I could see them not being really into
the show,
you know, any of the stuff there, but we could walk away from there and like, she'd probably have a great time. Cause I mean, she, you know, kids are just wide eyed and that kind of sort of thing.
Okay. So, and
I think it's good for the whole family is what I'm saying.
You got me curious about the name of the Christmas tradition, but it's the Chinese lion dance. It's really, really cool.
That is cool. Really
this
awesome.
This one's really fun to watch. So if you're
it's
there,
like one of those long floats that you would see in a dragon parade.
There's a few people in there, and they kind of switch up what's going on, and it's a good one to watch if you're there around Christmas time.
Is there a Mrs. Lion or just
you ruin everything?
Not everything.
I will say the attention to detail of this pavilion is probably one of the best.
Mm.
I like the big traditional arch at the front. You have a little pagoda back where the circle vision is. You have even the little bamboo bridges inside the pavilion. I think that they spent a lot of time and effort making it feel really cool and unique. But we can't go forward without talking about the tea cart, which is where you can get Tipsy Ducks in Love, which is my favorite drink at
Disney. Like it's our signature drink. I feel like I see more tweets of people getting the Tipsy Ducks in Love.
Well, they tag Will too
every time.
Well, now
every
boy's going to get it over here. I've never gotten it before.
I've never had it.
Why don't you break down what is the Tipsy Ducks in Love? Why are you in love with these Tipsy Ducks in Love?
Well, first of all, if you know anything about me, I'm a bourbon guy.
There he is.
And it's a bourbon cocktail that you can get from the tea cart. It's the only place you can get it. And it is a coffee mocha style, like iced coffee mocha type drink.
It's this thing?
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But with bourbon in it. And whipped cream on top.
When
drink number one for
Grease
me.
Grease kind of brought up earlier, we were talking about this off mic. He's like, it's kind of a bushwhacker.
That's not frozen.
It's not frozen.
Yeah. Yeah. It has similarities.
Maybe
for
a
sure.
little bit more chocolatey.
It's just iced and it's, a little bit more chocolatey. It's very rich. You can't have more than one.
Right.
Especially on a hot
why
day.
Not? Hot day because you'll probably get sick. Yeah.
Oh, because just the
it's
sugar.
Just rich. It's a lot of flavor to it, but it's delicious.
I like
being
rich.
The other thing is that, you know, these are I've been to like Korea and I have.
You've been to real Korea.
Yes. Not like a Korean pavilion, but and then family that has lived in Taiwan and Hong Kong and places like that.
You've had
that,
raw octopus too.
Yes.
Alive, living octopus.
Like, still clinging to my throat. Right.
I still can't talk to you about it.
So, but these types of drinks, these iced coffee beverages, if you think of like bubble tea or even Thai tea, like this is a very traditional type thing. When I was in Korea, they didn't have they had bourbon in it.
Right.
So this is like America. We're going to take your coffee tea drink. We're going to raise your bourbon.
Right.
Say what kind of bourbon? Is it just
it's
bourbon?
Jim Beam.
So
Jim
it might
Beam.
Be from China, but you're literally raising your glass saying, God bless America right now.
The Kentucky hug.
It's also
Kentucky hug right there in China.
It's still early enough in the drinking around the world that you really understand the complexities of the flavor of this
beverage.
You
can beverage. Still appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on which way you start.
You don't start in Canada.
You never start in Canada.
Why would you?
I know that, and I've never done it.
Yeah.
Right. You start in Mexico.
The dollar is way better in Canada, though. Like, you can get more for your dollar.
Not currently.
No?
Mm-mm.
They've gone up?
Mm-hmm.
There is obviously stores and options you can buy stuff in the China Pavilion.
I've never purchased anything.
No, I haven't
I'm
either.
Not into jade items. Not really my thing.
What are you talking about? That mini mall in there?
No.
With the umbrellas?
The mini mall.
Yeah, they got the umbrellas.
Wow. The umbrellas and the hanging lanterns.
Yeah, they got the traditional stuff. I mean, I'm sure it's great. I
just have sticks that, you know, you bop back and forth another stick, which I've never understood that.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
here's
that's
three
tough
sticks.
To grasp.
Here's three sticks. We're just going to just
it looks
bop
fun.
It.
I kind of like it.
Bop it.
I will say this. Like, it's the one thing that I know, like, if a 10-year-old has that, like, they are way better at it than I could ever be.
They'll just use it as weapons, though.
Yeah.
True.
They also, at the tea cart, have good food snacks, too.
Now, is this I'm looking at the list of things here. There's also the Lotus Blossom Cafe, a counter service restaurant that serves well-known American Chinese dishes. I will be completely honest with you guys. I can't even picture this in my head.
Yeah,
I've never seen that.
American Chinese.
Like, what I'm learning now is I haven't appreciated this
American
pavilion.
American Chinese
enough.
Food? You can't picture it?
No. Is that orange chicken?
Like, what
is that?
That's what I assume. Yeah, I'm Googling some pictures here. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, I will be completely honest with you. I'm seeing the interior of this place. Never even knew it existed. It looks pretty darn good. I'm definitely trying this next time. Let's see what's
going on. Mainly because we're so quick to go to the tea cart because you can get like the egg rolls and dumplings and stuff like that real easy.
This has the egg rolls, the pot stickers. It does have your orange chicken. It does have your beef rice bowl, Hong Kong style vegetable curry, sesame chicken salad. This all sounds great. Caramel ginger ice cream, lychee ice cream.
Lychee.
We're not going down this again.
No, it's lychee.
Is it lychee? I think, isn't it lychee?
Yeah. Lychee.
What did they make? What was the flavor of that other thing?
Licorice.
Yes.
Wait, what? Oh yeah.
Anise.
Yes.
Anise. Oh, gosh.
My wife loves pot stickers.
Lychee is like an icy made by a liar.
That's what they're called.
You're fine with that.
And spring rolls. Are y'all going to make fun of me with the way I say spring rolls?
Yeah, you sound ridiculous. Say it again.
Spring rolls. Oh. Sweet and sour chicken?
Yeah,
it's great.
I may go to this next time.
I'm going
to
go with you.
I definitely haven't appreciated this pavilion. I want this right now.
You can meet some characters from, it says from the films, but really you can meet it from the film Mulan. And you can meet Mulan and often Mushu and I forget the character's name.
And that was one of your criticisms, right, Matt?
And what? Shang.
About this.
I feel like they really need to up the game on... If we're slow, I realize now it's probably a slow process. They're incorporating more IPs. But if you're going to make Epcot appeal to children, you have the means. Make it happen. That's what, like, there are properties that could easily fit in each one of these. And Mulan.
And I feel like they missed the boat a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like, Mulan isn't really
years ago.
What are IPs?
That's true.
Huh? What are intellectual IPs? Property?
Internet possibilities.
You've asked that before, and we've answered it before. Yes.
Okay. But there is some of that. Okay. Yes.
You know what I've always wanted to do, though?
What?
Drink around the world with you and Will. And now Matt Lott.
Now I can come.
I guess, and Terry, too.
Well,
Terry will leave us. He'll go and get an adult Dole Whip.
He'll go and stand in line for a character, and we'll have to come back around. But that's more
fun. He'll be waiting to meet Mushu.
That's right. Well, now, too, since there's going to be a live-action Mulan, like, it's a matter of time,
right?
I have
noticed they're putting a lot more emphasis, like, on the Disney Junior on Mulan. Like, Mulan's starting. They're starting to air it a lot. They're showing a lot of commercials in Mulan. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of a rebirth of Mulan.
I think it's on Netflix and Hulu right now. Like, Mulan
is pretty much
there.
Most people can watch it without having to pay any extra money for it.
Right.
I haven't watched it in a few years. It was on TV the other day. I watched a little bit of it.
You want a confession?
Tony Bancroft, friend of the show. He directed it.
Nice.
You guys want a confession?
You've never seen Mulan.
Never seen Mulan.
What?
Never seen it.
Will?
No, I
never seen Mulan.
He was singing. You couldn't hear me.
You never watched Mulan?
No.
Do you like fireworks?
No.
Do you like dragons?
Well, then you don't need to watch Mulan. Then. There's fireworks in Mulan.
What's the main song in Mulan?
Let It Go.
I'll Make You a Man.
Savannah.
I'll Make a Man out of You. Something like that.
It's close. In just 7 days. I make Mulan a man.
And Eddie Murphy was Mushu, and that's like underappreciated. That he's really funny.
He was not Mushu at the parks, but they got a voice actor.
Oh. Friend of the show, Mark Mosley.
Yeah.
Is he good?
Perfect.
Is it hold up? That's cool.
Yeah, he's perfect. But yeah, Eddie Murphy is in it. He's kind of playing like Donkey from Shrek.
Yes.
A little less crude.
What was first? It's more crude than you expect.
Mushu?
That whole movie is a little bit more crude than you expect. There's things you forget that are in there.
Oh, yeah. Because of the whole, like, her disguising herself as a warrior.
As a man. So there's a lot of, like,
there's
weird
a lot
moments.
Of jokes. They all go skinny dipping at one point.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, wait, what? Whoop. And it's a good, like, funny situation.
I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
If we watch it now as an adult, you're like, oh.
Because she's down there, you know, like, trying to take a bath or whatever. And then they're all like, yeah! And they all jump in and it's like, oh, no. Chaos. What's going to happen?
And?
Nothing good.
You need to watch it. I'm not going to ruin it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're making it worse in his head, by the way.
I know.
I'll be honest.
That's inevitable.
When Logan sent the topic of the day, I thought we were going to talk about Splendid China. So
Splendid what?
The park outside of Disney that's no longer with us. Oh. Rest in peace.
Okay.
I did a bunch of research on Splendid China. Actually,
gigantic Chinese owned, I believe. Or at least partially owned theme
through
park.
Some sort of shell
it
corporation.
It was like a miniature open for 10 years from 1993 to probably 2003. And it was still standing until pretty recently. And now they're building the Margaritaville Resort, most of that on the property that was Splendid China. Hmm. And what's funny is Matt is crushed.
No, that's amazing.
Oh, like you kind of live there.
I kind of love that.
What was interesting about that is they also thought it was just going to be the biggest deal. So the whole area is like Four Corners, I think is what they call it, that area of Orlando. Yeah, it was owned by the government, the People's Republic of China. So that's
it was a propaganda park.
Yeah, so it had a lot of issues, but like the Winn-Dixie, you can still go to it now. Is still themed, like everything is a pagoda. There's almost offensive cartoon character type mannequins that are like fishing off the side of it. Mm-hmm. So that whole shopping center. It's still like there's so much they'd put money into thinking this was going to be what 192 became. Everyone's going to know about Splendid China, and it went away.
Wow.
Mainly because you had already paid money to go into Epcot. You have enough there.
Right.
This, though, had like a tiny version of the Great Wall of China, and it was kind of just like a miniature village.
Interesting.
It cost $100 million to build.
Whoa. Their Great Wall replica, because everything was at like 1/10 scale.
Uh-huh.
So they had small versions of everything. The Great Wall replica had 7 million 1-inch long bricks and was a 1/2 mile long.
Oh my gosh.
I know someone who knows someone who owns it and it has it in their backyard.
Look, here you go.
What?
Grace.
Wait, time out.
They auctioned everything off.
I know a guy that knows a guy that owns the Great Wall of China.
And you know what's in it, what took its place, right?
Margaritaville.
Margaritaville. Ultimate American.
You were not listening.
Did you just pull a Grease?
I was over here reading about that. I've never even heard of this place.
Margaritaville or Splendid China?
No, Splendid China. Like, and we've been to Orlando so much that I've missed out on so many
things.
It was
open for 10 years.
I did never went. Did you ever go?
Unbelievable to me.
And I may have gone for something like that with you. I feel like we went maybe together once.
I went on a field trip.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I went for some sort of educational reason.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
It is sad.
There's some pictures online if anybody wants to check them out. I think it's like on OrlandoWeekly.com.
This is incredible.
But they have 21 bizarre photos of Orlando's abandoned theme park, Splendid China. Highly recommended. Show me the one what? What do you mean? It says be aware of dog. But no, there's a better one. Yeah, okay. It says I'm a dinosaur and
graffiti, Grease. That has nothing to do with the actual park.
Wow.
They were welcoming on their branding.
This is just awesome.
Oh, you know what we didn't bring up is inside they have the tiny terracotta army.
Yes. They do have the replica of the terracotta warriors.
No, I don't. Is it a replica or is it real?
No, it's a replica.
They're real.
They don't have the actual terracotta warriors.
Yeah, be sure to check those out.
Those are still in China.
Logan's going to try to see if he can get an auction.
But they have those. If you don't know what they are, Will, how do you explain what these are? They're like...
The terracotta army was it was little clay, which is terracotta, figurines of warriors, of little soldiers that... I believe the purpose of them in real life was that an emperor had them in his tomb. And it was to protect him in the afterlife. He had a full army, and they're very detailed. And they discovered these, probably a century ago. But they have the terracotta army replica in there at Epcot, which is really cool to look at.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. It's actually one of the cooler things that we saw when we were there a few years back, going through everything. And I really enjoyed that. And
Do you know what it looks like?
Yeah,
it looks like the water cannons underneath the lake at Disney for fireworks and stuff.
What?
The army. The army.
It looks like the scorpion king.
No, yeah, like, you know, when the lakes go down and lose a lot of water, let's just say it hadn't rained in a while.
Right.
And you start seeing the water cannons that shoot up water in the lakes.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're right.
I am.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
We'll always say
Scooby Doo. Did he just? All right. I did want to see if it said when the new film was coming. It just said they announced it at D23, but I don't think they'll have more to update soon. So, no specifics on that. But check out the China Pavilion. Let us know what your favorite spot is. I'm sure we forgot something or didn't cover something, and tell me about it. So
it's a lot of fun.
I'm looking to see if there's any like fun facts.
Not really.
Fun fact.
It's not actually in China.
Right.
It's in Epcot.
Doop, 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 boop, boop. You can obviously do KidCot there where you can create a masterpiece. A kid can make a masterpiece. You can hang at home when you get back.
You ever done that?
Is it kind of like one of those, like, I don't know, the things that you hang on your rearview mirror? What are they called? Dream catchers.
No, that's... No. No. No.
Okay.
Well, here's a question. Why would you hang a dream catcher in your car?
A lot of people do that.
I know, but just thinking about it, like...
Yeah, sleeping at the wheel.
You don't want to fall asleep in your car.
But if you do, you don't want bad dreams.
That's true.
They'll wake you up.
Also, not to have an accident. They need an accident one. Specific.
Yeah.
There's an accident catcher.
There's a website that has the top 7 things you'll love about the Epcot China Pavilion. Like, okay, did we miss anything? Number 7 was, it's a peaceful atmosphere.
Mm.
So they were struggling to find 7.
Right.
7, yeah, they limped into that.
6 is reflections of China, Terracotta Army, store, restaurant, Mulan, acrobats. 7, they were like, we got to have 7.
Yeah.
Peaceful atmosphere.
Number 8. I mean, if I was going to limp in like that, I would have just said, like, you can see the fireworks from there.
Right. Exactly.
Fireworks are viewable from here.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Hey, before we wrap up, I want to talk to you again, though, about our friends at Circa 1955.
Tell me about them, Lo.
That's a good segue. Circa 1955 is a website. If you go to that website, you can make a purchase. What you can purchase is candles.
Egg roll scented candles.
I bet she has them. She's got all sorts of scents and flavors, and you can find that at circa1955.com. If you heard about it at the beginning of the show, you know what it is, and you've heard about them for probably, what, a year plus on this show?
Mm-hmm.
A company that really got founded by a lot of, you know, WDW Today listeners coming and purchasing these awesome candles. Probably one of our first big sponsored success. So thanks, Nicole, for always partnering with us here at WDW Today. circa1955.com. And I subscribe to that monthly package. As we said, great for coming to the holidays because you can like keep one, hold one. You can get like in packs and you can give them away at the end for, you know, and Christmas grab bags or whatever.
If you're skeptical at all, get at least one. It'll blow your loving mind. Like she sent like a bunch of free samples.
Yeah.
And I smelled one and I was like, are you kidding? Like it literally smells like you're in a park.
Yeah. And she always is trying to like, I'm always like send her suggestions. I think I kind of annoy her because I'm like, hey, try this. Can you give me this? She's like, you know how hard it is to make these things? I don't think people realize this. It's not like you capture it in like a bucket and like, all right, I got the smell.
I got it. You have to like you know, just to take mess oils around with oils.
And,
yeah.
And like make it perfect.
Dream catcher.
Right.
I would like a Tipsy Ducks in Love flavor because it's, you know, kind of
it's
a chocolatey.
Like a chocolate bourbon.
Chocolatey, but maybe cold. With a hint of alcohol.
Mm.
Yeah.
I bet you can do it. Nicole, if you're listening, get on that.
You should just eat a Hershey's Kiss and just let me breathe on you.
They could call
that,
it like
you normally do that.
Oh, you know what it would kind of be like? It's kind of like a chocolate mint that you get at a
Sportsman's Lodge.
At a restaurant. Like the mints that are chocolate and green. Not like an Andes mint, like a hard peppermint, but it's chocolate.
You know what flavor is not going to be in there? A flagpole decorated in chewing gum because they don't have chewing gum at Disney.
That's true.
Can't get it.
People know that.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want chewing gum, pack your own. If you want great smelling candles, circa1955.com. Is there anything else we missed about the China Pavilion? I feel like
we're good.
I feel like we've accomplished a lot here today.
Let's wrap it up.
What's our next country?
Our next country is
Germany.
One after this one.
It's Germany.
Next
which
month.
Is a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Germany
has just beer garden.
Pretzels.
Beer garden. I normally sit on the sidewalk in
Germany
on a curb with a pretzel and a beer.
All right. Well,
that's my extent of it.
So in 4 weeks, in just 4 weeks. We will talk about the Germany Pavilion.
I'm 73.6% German.
Did you take the DNA test?
I don't know.
You're just guessing.
No.
I'm 100% European. I did the 23andMe. 100%, at least from that area.
Yeah.
40-something percent English, Irish, Scottish, UK. Another 40%, 48% Ashkenazi. And the rest is like other European.
What's Ashkenazi?
Jewish.
Oh, copy that.
That area of the country. There are a couple different kinds. There's Sephardic. There's Ashkenazi.
Okay. Sephardic?
Yeah, that's like a
Spanish. Like a safari, but.
Like there's like the Jewish people that are from Spain in that area of the world.
Never been to Spain.
All right, let's wrap this up.
I can just hear people's minds going. So hope you like the Chinese Pavilion. It's delicious.
Yeah.
We just don't experience it that much.
You can see the fireworks from there.
It's top eight things. Often forgotten, never duplicated, except for at Splendid China. The China Pavilion, available at Epcot 24/7, 365. Not 24/7, but. You think they'd ever get an attraction in the China Pavilion?
No.
Oh, that was real quick. Will's just ready to be done.
I am. I'm tired. I'm hungry.
You need to stay at the Yacht Club or the Beach Club right there. Walk into Epcot with your park hopper. Go get you some egg rolls over there.
I get
tipsy.
TDIL.
There you go.
Tipsy Ducks in Love.
Yeah.
I love you.
Tipsy Ducks in Love. It's Counting Crows. All right. Shrek brings it all back around. Shrek, Donkey Mulan.
Mushu.
Mushu.
In just 7 days, I can make you a man.
All right. That's going to do it for this week on WDW Today. Terry will be back next week. And thanks to our Patreon subscribers. You can find that at patreon.com/WDW Today. If you always want more shows, we do an extra show for them each and every week live, and you get to be a part of it. That is at patreon.com/WDW Today. You can also find us online. Follow us on Twitter at WDW Today Podcast. Write us a nice review over on iTunes. 5 stars. Well, we'd like a 5-star review. That'd be nice. And put some good text in there. Talk about how you love us. I'm not going to pander to it, but I'm just going to say, make it good. And that's going to do it for today's show. Thanks to Circa 1955. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Mike D.
I'm The Grease.
I'm Matt Lott.
Mike D.
Who's Mike D?
He hates us.
Oh, that guy.
Wait, you wrote the review?
Yeah, that was a little thing.
Can we like cue the music again? Let's do this. So Will doesn't have to edit anything.
Well, we're already doing it because we're talking about it.
I know.
Booyah.
So there's already going to be an edit.
No. There you go. See?
All right.
That's what we call a live show, folks. Magic. Zero edits.
Magic.
When we're thinking about it, it works. Hold on. We got to like.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW.
I'll start the wrap up here. Here you go. Ready? All right. That's going to do it for this week on WDW Today. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Have a happy tomorrow. I'll talk to you on the next show.